It's not only all about selling and all about marketing, but it's also making that personal connection with selling and marketing. Some of the things I'm sure we're all aware, a lot of things consumers are looking for today is not just their food and understanding their food and what's in their food, but understanding where their food comes from, and more importantly, who makes their food. And for a number of years, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board has been trying to make that connection with consumers that here are the dairy farm families of Wisconsin that are taking care of their cows, excellent caretakers of the land, but they're also they're producing a high-quality milk product that goes into some of the best cheeses that are made in the world. Making that connection with consumers, we think, is more important today than it ever has been.
Now, what are some of the key ways to make that connection?
Well, I think using social media certainly is one way, and using the internet is another way. Provide levels of understanding and stories about what's going on with farms in an area where consumers are going for information. Certainly the internet. It was a little over a year ago we launched a website called dairydoingmore.org, and one of the things that we've been trying to do with that site is show consumers what actually goes into day-to-day life on a farm. How do we take care of our animals? How do we give our animals and our land resources, the best care possible? And kind of close that gap a bit in terms of understanding of what happens on today's dairy farms. I know when both you and I were growing up, that gap seemed to be pretty narrow. Mm-hmm. It seems as though everyone knew someone who was a farmer or was related to someone who has a farmer. And over the years, that gap has sort of widened quite a bit, and we think it's very, very important to begin to start to close that gap in understanding.
So what can the producer do? I mean, all right, so Joe Farmer out here says, hey, I want to do something more to enhance my image with the people that don't know about my operation.
One of the things that a dairy producer can do, and this is something that producers probably wasn't part of their particular programs years ago in terms of managing their operations, the whole concept of community relations. Reach out to community leader groups. Volunteer to go in and make a presentation to local Elks clubs or some of the local economic development folks. Invite different groups and organizations out for a farm tour. It's a great way to not only experience what's going on farms, but to see firsthand where dairy agriculture is today. There are a couple of organizations that are starting to close that particular gap in understanding by working together. The Wisconsin Towns Association is a good example, working with organizations like the Professional Dairy Producers, where they'll invite key decision makers, key policy makers from the community out for an evening on a farm to show them exactly what's going on farms.
Obviously, you know, we hear the animal rights issue again and again. Every so often some YouTube video goes viral and we've been behind the eight ball again. How can a farmer best handle a situation when something like that comes out and suddenly they hear themselves being blasted in public?
Well, one of the best ways to handle something like that is to be prepared beforehand. Do the best job that you possibly can in terms of caring for your animals. And certainly these kinds of videos, we've seen them in other states. One of the things that we've done here in the state of Wisconsin is we've worked closely with a number of organizations, including the Professional Dairy Producers, to put together a Wisconsin Dairy Preparedness Plan so that we have an opportunity with the key messages to get out to some key spokespeople and share those key spokespeople messages, persons' messages, with other dairy producers and dairy producer groups, so that in the event of one of these particular incidents happening, hopefully never in Wisconsin, you can never say mm-hmm. never, but we have an opportunity to present that personal story of what dairy farmers are already doing on farms to take care of their animals, to take care of their land and water resources.
Talk in particular about the branding of Wisconsin products. The Wisconsin cheese has a good name, or we think it has a good name. What goes into it and what needs to be done to further develop it?
Well, we have worked very hard for a number of years in terms of branding Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board developed a Wisconsin cheese logo, which we're working very, very closely with a lot of our cheese manufacturers to have that be included on a number of packages. And we're also working with a number of retailers around the country, again, trying to get that brand of Wisconsin cheese in front of consumers, so they have an opportunity to choose the more than 600 different type styles and varieties of cheese that come from Wisconsin. Constantly talking about that particular brand, not only in terms of the quality of the cheeses that you get from Wisconsin, but the dedication of our cheesemakers that comes into that. It's a lot more than just putting a label on a product. It's the people that bring that product to market. It's the people that make the milk that goes into the cheese plant that's made into a quality product by the master cheesemakers.
You have to be very happy to see the expansion that's gone into the dairy processing facilities here in Wisconsin recently.
Oh, indeed. Indeed it is. And I think it's a very strong testament to not only the commitment that everyone in this state has to the dairy industry and a growing dairy industry, but I think it underscores the importance of the tradition that we've had here in the state of Wisconsin on dairy. We really are America's Dairyland, and I think we'll be America's Dairyland for a number of years to come.